Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. Hope you all had an enjoyable Valentine's Day on Saturday. Let's have a look at the sports headlines. The Herald Sun Melbourne, Daily Telegraph Sydney and the Courier Mail Brisbane. What else would it be? Winter Olympics. With Matt Graham continuing the Aussie medal haul at the Winter Olympics after his smashing performance to win bronze in the men's dual moguls yesterday. So let's go straight to the Winter Olympics. Australia's greatest ever Winter Olympics continued yesterday with Matt Graham, as we said, claiming his second career medal, bronze, in the men's dual moguls. Graham joined Jacara Anthony, who incidentally comes from Cairns, by reaching the podium in the new event. It meant that both the Aussie flag bearers have medalled at the Games. This is the first time Australia has won five medals at a single Winter Olympics. We've got three gold, Josie Bafe, Jacara Anthony, I should say, and Cooper Woods, Scotty James in the half pipe with silver, and of course, Matt Graham, bronze. Medal tally, Norway leading with 26, including 12 gold, Italy second with 22. They've got eight gold, and Australia, we're 11th with three gold. Let's have a look at motorsport. It could only happen in Australia after two-time Bathurst 12-hour champion Chris Mees struck a kangaroo on Concord Street just 20 minutes after the race started. He was just doing 250 kilometres an hour. The driver escaped unharmed, but certainly not the kangaroo, while the Ford Mustang GT3 was irreparably damaged. There was another terrifying crash mid-race, which forced the endurance race first red flag in 8 years, and James Golding. Well, he walked away from a fireball crash earlier in the day. All in all, an unforgettable event. The winner of the Bathurst 12-hour championship, Mercedes, Team GMR, Porsche with High Class Racing second, and BMW third with Team WRT. Let's hope next year's one isn't as unforgettable. In cricket, the men's T20 World Cup. Well, the Aussies do need to win their game against Sri Lanka in their final pool game tonight, after that boil over loss to Zimbabwe in game two. The women's T20, the three-match series against India, started yesterday. Rain-affected match was won by India, and game two will be on Wednesday in Canberra. Sheffield Shield, Queensland take on South Australia. It's 2v4, that's at the Gabba today. And in the Sunshine Coast cricket, men's first grade, well, it was a two-day games in progress against Coolum. Second last round, obviously rain-affected. And in the women's round 20 game, that was abandoned against Caloundra yesterday after only three overs. But they're into the semi-finals now, Caboolture. And believe it or not, they'll take on third place, Caloundra. So good luck to them next Sunday. In rugby union, well, round one of the Super Pacifics competition started on the weekend, but not good for Queensland Reds after they lost 36-12 to New South Wales in Sydney. Next game up, Friday the 27th of February, they'll take on the Highlanders at Suncor Stadium. Caboolture Rugby Union junior training starts this week. Good luck to the juniors. And tickets are on sale for the Wallaroos Black Ferns historic women's test match at Sunshine Coast Stadium on Anzac Day 2026. Seats are limited, so get in early. Listeners, short break, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. And in the FA Cup, well, round four games have all been completed, except for two, which are still to be played tomorrow, and some good results there. We'll update those next week. In the English Premier League, round 27 next weekend, Arsenal on top on 57, Man City 53, and Aston Villa on 50. In the A-League, the men on Saturday, Melbourne victory, and the Roar, they had a one-all draw. Nick D'Agostini scored the equaliser for Brisbane in the 76th minute. They'll take on Sydney FC next Saturday in Sydney. In the women, Friday night, Sydney FC defeated the Roar 4-0. And it was a big upset, last place, Sydney. And that was their first win since November. Not too good there for the Roar. Caboolture Snakes, they're still seeking a few talented players for the under-13 Football Queensland Academy Girls program. Just check that out on Facebook. And in the Queensland football, soccer there, the Pro Series KO, the Moreton City Excelsior, they defeated Brisbane Roar 4-2 in the semi-final yesterday. Marquez Walters, he got a hat-trick. Women's knockout comp starts next weekend. In rugby league, well, of course, the NRL pre-season next Saturday, the Storm will take on the Titans at Sunshine Coast Stadium about 7 p.m. at round three. Should be a great game there. Get down to the Sunshine Coast Stadium. The Titans defeated the Dolphins last Thursday at Redcliffe, while the Raiders defeated the Storm. Good luck to the Broncos, the World Club Challenge. They'll take on Hull KR, 5:30 a.m. our time on Friday. Wonder how Payne Haas will go. And in the Indigenous Games on the weekend in Hamilton in New Zealand, in the women, Indigenous 20 defeated the Maori 14, and the men, Indigenous the Maori 16 all, no golden point. So we'll keep you up to date with the latest rugby league news next Monday as well. In golf, well, congratulations to Bobby McDonald, who had his first ever hole-in-one on the 10th of February on the 17th at Woodford. Now he's $100 richer. Hope he shouted the bar. And what about Caboolture Golf Club? Last Friday marked the 62nd year since the first competition was played at the club on a 9-hole course. Of course, you played it twice for the 18 holes. And the Live Golf in Adelaide, Anthony Kim won that with minus 23. But the Ripper Golf Club, all the Aussies, they won that with minus 55. Next up, Hong Kong on the 5th of March. In Caboolture Touch Football, you just need to check out the time changes for the next 3 or 4 weeks. And a bit of a delayed start due to some grange works at the grounds. And good luck to all the players getting ready for the 2026 National Touch Championships at Coffs Harbour from the 4th to the 7th of March, not far away. And Caboolture Netball, well, the ladies A1 Monday night competition, they're up to round 3 tonight. Can you believe that? And the Sonics, and just for fun, they've scored 2 from 2. So good luck to all of the participants in the Caboolture Netball Ladies A1 Monday night competition. And listeners, just keep an eye on the PGA over there in America in Pebble Beach, Aussie Minwoo Lee. He's in contention there, so let's see how he goes with his final round. Have a great week, listeners. Look forward to your company again next Monday, Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.